The first reading is a reading from the Book of Wisdom. In wisdom is a spirit, intelligent, holy, unique, manifold, subtle, agile, clear, unstained, certain, not baneful, loving the good, keen, unhampered, benefit, kindly, beneficent, kindly, firm, secure, tranquil, all-powerful, all-seeing, and pervading all spirits, though they be intelligent, pure, and very subtle. For wisdom is mobile beyond all motion, and she penetrates and pervades all things by reason of her purity. For she is an auror of the might of God, and a pure effusion of the glory of the Almighty. Therefore, naught that is sullied enters into her, for she is the refulgence of eternal light, the spotless mirror of the power of God, the image of his goodness. And she, who is one, can do all things and renews everything while herself producing and passing into holy souls from age to age. She produces friends of God and prophets. For there is not God loves, be it not one who dwells with wisdom. For she is fairer than the sun and surpasses every constellation of the stars. Compared to light, she takes precedence. For that indeed night supplants, but wickedness prevails not over wisdom. Indeed, she reaches from end to end mightily and governs all things well. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Your word is forever, O Lord. Your word is forever, O Lord. Your word, O Lord, endures forever. It is firm as the heavens. Through all generations, your truth endures. You have established the earth, and it stands firm. Your word is forever, O Lord. According to your ordinances, they still stand firm. All things serve you. The revelation of your word sheds light, giving understanding to the simple. Your word is forever, O Lord. Let your countenance shine upon your servant, and teach me your statutes. Let my soul live to praise you, and may your ordinances help me. Your word is forever, O Lord. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, Jesus said in reply, "The coming of the kingdom of God cannot be observed, and no one will announce, 'Look, here it is,' or 'There it is,' for behold, the kingdom of God is among you." Then he said to his disciples, "The days will come when you will long to see the one of the days of the Son of Man, but you will not see it. There will be those who will say to you, 'Look, there he is,' or 'Look, here he is.' Do not go off, do not run in pursuit, for just as lightning flashes and lights up the sky from one side to the other, so will the Son of Man be in his day. But first he must suffer greatly and be rejected by this generation." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And so today we hear about the kingdom of God. And Jesus says, you know, it's the Pharisees who ask about the kingdom of God because they were looking for a particular way that they would come and be great and the Jewish people would be great people and lord it over everybody else. But he looks at him and says, the kingdom of God wasn't going to be like that, is what all this means. The kingdom of God is among you. And as Pope Benedict said, the kingdom of God is the person of Jesus. That often we're looking for all this glory and all these things and for God to set up his kingdom and make us the greatest nation in the world and all these things. But the kingdom of God is Jesus. And he's all around us, loving us, being with us, in other people, in ourselves. Do we recognize him each day? Do we see the kingdom of God each day? Do we see Jesus each day? Today we celebrate, of course, St. Martin of Tours in the Catholic Church, but we also in America celebrate Veterans Day. So we're so grateful to all those people who give up their lives or have served us to keep us safe. May the Lord bless them. May we see Jesus and his kingdom everywhere. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen. One thing I ask, if you would, my family's going through some very bad trouble right now. My stepfather's in the hospital, and my mother's got real bad. We're trying to find her a place. And of course, the Catholic place she's in won't take her for memory things. It's too expensive, which completely drives me insane. But anyway, so I'm not there. I'm in Maine, so I can't be with my family right now. And so I'm struggling. So I just ask you to please, please pray for my mother, for my stepfather, for our family, and that God would provide a place for us to put her where she'll be safe, where she'll be loved, and that I'll be able to help when I get home. Okay, thank you very much. God bless you.